Okay, a good to you to everyone. We are on Brachas Taba of Amalei Kesel Rav Yeshua Rav Chananya. I'm reading the Chakmisu Tuba, so the Caesar said to Rav Yeshua that you Jews claim that you're so smart. Now, just to interject for a moment, we think that the Tanaim of the Amoraim ever went to the Goyish leaders and bragged how smart they were, but I think it's a matter of that the way Jews carry themselves, it's obvious to the surrounding Goyim that Taka, we understand that we are very smart. So he said to him like this, you think you're so smart? Tell me what I'm going to see in my dream. You're going to see that the Persians are going to take you, they're going to capture you. They're going to seize you and cause you and force you to shepherd pigs, the chut of the Vahava, with a golden staff. He thought about it the whole day. And in fact, during the night time, he had such a dream. So Rabbi Yeshua definitely applied his wisdom over there in winning that situation. So Shvar Malka said to Shmuel, you all Jews say that you're so smart. Tell me what I'm going to see in my dream. Said you're going to see in your dream that the Romans are going to come and capture you and force you to grind up date pits with a golden mill. The whole day he was thinking about it, and in fact during the night time he had such a dream. Barhadia was a dream interpreter. So if someone would pay him for his services, then he would interpret the dream in a positive light. And if he would not be paid, then he would interpret the dream in a negative light. Abai and Rava had a dream. Abai paid him, and Rava didn't pay him. Probably what the Gemara means is that they didn't come at the same time. You'll see from the Hemshich that it's most likely understanding. Only they said to him, again, we're going with the assumption, each one independently, Akrinim v'chalmin, we heard people telling to us, your ox will be slaughtered before your eyes, you will not eat from etc. Rava he said, your business is going to go bad, and therefore you're going to be so sad that it won't even help you to eat. Meaning it won't taste good to you because you'll be so upset. To Abai he said, your business is going to do so well and make so much profit that you're going to be so happy that you're going to feel full on happiness and you won't even feel like eating. So the pasuk over there says, you will have sons and daughters but they won't be for you because they will go in captivity. Rava he explained it in its literal negative meaning. He said to Abai, you're going to have a lot of sons and daughters, and your daughters will marry out, which means, the Maharsha explains that back then, the prevalent custom was that when a young couple would get married, so the couple would go to live in the house of the parents of the chassan. So the girls would leave home. You're going to miss them so much that you'll feel as if they went into captivity. We heard in our dream someone saying a pasuk that your sons and your daughters will be given over to another nation. To Abai he said you're going to have a lot of sons and daughters and you're going to want to marry them off. You're going to want to marry them off to relatives on your side of the family, and your wife is going to want to marry them off to relatives on her side of the family. And she'll wind up forcing you to acquiesce to her wishes. The Ablahin the Kriva, and you're going to wind up marrying off your children to relatives on her side of the family, which is kind of like a different nation. The Rava Amalei the Beis Ushchiva, to Rava he said, your wife is going to die, and your sons and daughters will wind up being taken care of by a different woman. What does it mean your sons and your daughters will be given over to another nation? It's referring to the father's second wife. Stepmother. Says the Gemara further, we heard in our dream someone reading, go eat in happiness your bread. So to Abai he said, your business is going to be prosperous and you will eat and drink and read psukim out of the happiness of your heart. Your business is going to go bad. It's going to fail. You won't be able to eat and drink. And you'll wind up having to read some psukim, as the Maharsha explained, some psukim of consolation in order to mitigate and lessen your sorrow and depression. Akrinan, we heard in our dreams, Zerurav Taitzi Hasadeh, that you will bring out much seed to the field. And the end of the pasuk says that you will only gather in a little bit because the locusts will take it all up. So Abaye said the explanation for you is just that the beginning of the pasuk, that you'll have plenty to plant. So Rabbi said for you the explanation is the end of the pasuk, which is that it's all going to get eaten up by the locusts, etc. Akrina, we heard in our dreams, you will have olive groves in all of your borders, and the end of that pasuk says, but you won't have any oil because the olives will fall off before they're ripened. To Abaye, he said from the beginning of the pasuk, the positive part of it, that you'll have groves all over the place, and to Rabbi, he said from the end of it, that you're going to lose everything. Akrina, we heard in our dream, bro, kolomia, aretz. Tonight the pasuk says that all the nations of the land will see that the name of God is called upon you, and they will be fearful from you. To Abaye said, you are going to get a reputation as being a master, a top Rosh Yeshiva, and your awe will be upon the whole world. To Rabbi he said, the treasury of the king is going to get broken into and stolen from. You are going to be nabbed, obviously not incorrectly so, but you're going to be nabbed as the ganav. Everybody's going to be so afraid because of a kavachomer from you. And in fact, that's what happened the next day. The treasury was broken into and stolen from, and they taka took Rava. And whether they put him in jail for a while or whatever punishment happened, you know. But everybody's thinking, okay, so they can get Rava, so, you know, all the more so that they can get someone like me. We saw lettuce leaves on the top of the barrels. If iskach kechasa, your business is going to double like the folds of the lettuce leaf. Rav Amalei Marin iskach kechasa, your business, he said, the Rav is going to be bitter like lettuce leaves. Amalei Chazan Bisa Abum Dana, we saw meat on the top of the barrel. Labai Amalei Basim Chamrach Vasu Kli Amalei Bismu Bisa Chamrach. So Abai said, your wine that you're selling as your business is going to be so sweet to everybody that they're going to come to you to buy not only wine but also meat to go with it. Rav Amalei Takit Chamrach Vasu Kli Amalei Bismu Bisa Mechal Bei. The Rabbi said, your wine is going to go sour like vinegar, and people will come to buy your vinegar to dip their meat into it. We saw a barrel hanging on a palm tree. So Abai said, your business is going to go up and high, is going to be a high commodity, you know, a top commodity, so to speak, like the height of a palm tree. The Rabbi said that your business is going to wind up getting... Meaning that Abaye's business, you know, with people, you know, it's going to be so wanted that it's going to cost so much money for people, it's going to be so expensive for people, like it's, you know, out of most people's reach. And Rabbi said, your business is going to be sweet like dates, meaning the price will be so low because your business is doing so poorly that people will feel like, this is so nice to buy something so cheap. We saw a pomegranate growing on the mouth of the barrel. That just like pomegranates are relatively hard to come by and they're expensive, so too your business will, your stuff will be so successful that it'll be a very expensive commodity. The Rabbi said, your business is going to be sour tart like a pomegranate. We saw a barrel falling into a pit. Tobiah said that people are going to be just trying to get their hands on your merchandise so much, and it's not going to be so easy. Like the expression that people say that the bread fell into the pit, and you know we can't find it. Meaning it's going to be something people really want, but they can't necessarily get their hands on it because you know it's a very hot commodity. It's very sought after. The Rava Amalei Pasit Iskach Hashavis Leiberet. The Rava said your business is going to fail. Your merchandise is just going to go spoil or whatever, and you're just going to have to throw it into a pit. Amalei Chazin and Barchamad Dukaya Isdon. We saw a donkey standing by the head of our bed and braying. Abaye Amalei Malka Havis. Abaye said, you're going to be king, meaning Rosh Hashiva, V'kaya Amarei Alach, and you will have the Meturgeman who's going to, you know, be like the loudspeaker back then for the Shiurim, right? Rosh Yeshivas and Magidei Shiurim didn't necessarily back then have loud voices, so they would find someone who had a loud voice that could say, you know, after every sentence or whatever, he would repeat it in a very loud voice for everybody to be able to hear. The Rava said that the word Petr Chamor is erased from your tefillin. Rava said, I just checked my tefillin to Isay and I saw that Petr Chamor is there. The Vav is for sure erased, which Rashi explains that the word Chamor is spelled Chaser, but what happened was that the cipher did write a Vav, thereby passing the tefillin, just he erased it to make it look as if it's kosher. Later, or in the end, Rava went by himself to this Bar Hadya, the dream interpreter. He said, I saw in my dream that the outer door of my house fell down. It means that your wife is going to die. Rashi says, the wife is the shemeres of the bayis, she guards the house. He said, I saw my molars and my teeth falling out in my dream. It means that your sons and daughters are going to die. I saw two doves flying in my dream. You're going to wind up divorcing two wives. I saw two turnip tops. It means that you're going to be hit twice by a stick that has a rounded end that looks kind of like a turnip top. Also, Rava Yaima Vyasa Vimajam. That day Rava went to the basement just the whole day. He found two blind people that were fighting. Also, Rava the Farukin, Rava went to break them up, to break up the fight. And they hit him twice. Double Machoyachrisi. They lifted up their hands to hit him again, because they obviously had their walking sticks because they were blind. So he said, Missy, it's enough for me. Train Chazoy. I saw two. In the end, Rava went and he paid Barhadia. Now, my assumption is that the reason why Rava didn't pay Barhadia to begin with is because he was too poor, he couldn't afford it. But now he probably came into a little bit of money, so he did pay him. It's not that Rava didn't appreciate the service, he did appreciate the service, just, you know, if he couldn't pay, he couldn't pay, but now he could pay. Amal Chazaya Shisa the Nafal, he said, I saw the wall of my house falling down. Amal Nechazim Sam Kanesim, means that you're going to acquire properties that have no boundaries, meaning very wide, expansive properties, as Rashi explains. Amal Chazaya Panam Dabai the Nafal Chasyon Avke, he said, I saw Abai's mansion falling down in my dream, and the dust thereof covered me. Amalei, Abai Shach, if Abai is going to die, Yomisivtei Asi Elagabach, and his yeshiva will come to you, you'll become the Rosh Yeshiva. Amalei, Chazai, Apana, Denafel, Vasukli, Alma, Shakal, Vain, Tlaventa. I saw my house falling down, and everybody coming and taking a brick. Each person took a brick. Amalei, Shmaite, Sach, Mivderon, Be'alma. It means that your chidushim, your shiurim, are going to become widespread in the world. Amalei, Chazai, the Ifka, Rejiv, Nasser, Maik, he said, I saw in my dream that my head split open and my brain fell out. Amalei, Udum, Vesad, Denafel. He says, all that means is that some stuffing fell out of your pillow. He said, I heard them reading Hallel to me in my dream. It means that a miracle is going to happen to you. One time it happened that Rava and Barhadia were going to be going in the same boat. So Barhadia said, why do I want to be together with a guy that a miracle is going to happen to him? Maybe the boat is going to sink or something like that, and Rava will be saved because a miracle will happen, but I won't. As Barhadia was disembarking from the boat, a book fell from his pocket or something like that. Ashkei Rava Rava found it, and he saw that it said inside of it, all dreams go by the mouth, meaning by the interpretation. Omar. So Rava said, Rasha, you wicked man, it was all dependent on you, the way you interpreted my dreams, and you caused me such suffering. I can be Michael you for everything, except for the fact that you made the daughter of Rav Chisda die. Rava was married to Rav Chisda's daughter. So let it be the will of heaven that man, meaning Barhadia, should be given over into the hands of a kingship that will not have mercy on him. So Barhadia said, what in the world am I going to do now? We have a Masera that if a Chacham puts a curse upon someone, even if it's totally unjustified, it's still going to come about. And all the more so Rava, that he's totally justified in cursing me. Amar Ikum Vigali said, I'm going to get up and I'm going to exile myself. The Amar Margalos Mechaper Savin, because we have a Memra that exile atones for sin. Kam Galil Beiremai. So he got up and he exiled himself to the Roman country. Azul Yalsim Apisra Deresh Turzina Demalka. And he set up shop, so to speak, by right outside of the treasury of the king of the Romans. And the person who was in charge of guarding the treasury had a dream. He said, I saw in my dream that a needle was poking into my finger. So Barhadi said, pay me. But he wouldn't pay him. So Barhadi didn't say anything. He said, the guard said, I saw worms going into two of my fingers. He said, pay me money. And he wouldn't pay him. So he wouldn't tell him what the dream meant. He said, I saw that my entire hand became infested with worms in my dream. It means that all of the silk of the king has been infested and destroyed by worms. Shami Bey Malka, they heard about this in the king's inner circle. And they brought the guard, and they're going to kill him. Amleah, no, am I? Why are you going to kill me? I saw the Haviyada. Bring this guy that he knew about it, that what was happening. And he didn't say anything because I wouldn't pay him to explain the dream. I saw the Barhadia, so they brought Barhadia. Amleah, I'm to Zuzaditcha, Charvu Shirai, the Malka. Because of your few pennies that you wanted to explain the dream, so you let the silk of the king get destroyed? So they tied two cedar trees in a bent, very, very tall bent position with a rope. They tied each one of Barhadia's legs to one of these cedar trees. And they cut the rope to the point where the trees springing back to their original position caused Barhadia's body to split. Now I'm going to read according to the Bach's Girsa. Amar Rava, so apparently Rava knew about this, I guess, from Ruach HaKadosh. Amar Rava l'mechon le'ad itzlik reishay. Rava said, I'm not moichel until he splits all the way up through his head. Ozal kol chad v'chad b'kom aduchtei. So each tree finally returned fully to its upright position. The itzlik reishay v'navel b'train. And Barhadia's body was split all the way through to his head, and he fell down in two pieces. Says Gemara further, Shol ben Dama ben Achayse Shol Bishmol. Obviously, the whole point of that whole long Agarta is to really emphasize and bring the point home about how the way you interpret dreams can have a very, very significant impact. Says Gemara further, Shol ben Dama ben Achayse Shol Bishmol. It's Rabbi Shmol. Ben Dama, the son of Rabbi Shmol's sister, so it was his nephew, asked Rabbi Shmol, Rabbi Shmol, Rabbi Shmol, I saw in my dream that my two cheeks fell off. He said there were two Roman brigades that were taking up counsel to do something bad to you, but they died. Amalei Bar Kavar l'Rebbe, Bar Kavar said to Rebbe, Reisi chayt mishenasha, I saw that my nose fell off in my dream. Amalei charoin af nistalik mimcha, it means that wrath, charoin af, from the lashon of af, which means nose, wrath, the wrath was removed from you. Amalei Reisi shenayadeh shenefticha, I saw in my dream that my two hands were cut off. Amalei letitzrich l'maisi yadecha, it means that you're going to become rich and you're not going to need the work of your hands. Amalei Reisi shenirakli shenifti, he said, I saw in my dream that my two legs were cut off. Amalei asusata reichiv, it means that you're going to become so rich that you're going to wind up riding on horses. I saw in my dream that they were saying to me that you're going to die in Adar and you're not even going to see Nisan. It means that you're going to die with great splendor and honor when it comes time. You won't come to Nisayan, to the tests that are, you know, very difficult. So a certain min came to Rabbi Shmuel and he said, I saw in a dream that I was giving olives to drink olive oil. Amalei ba alimai said that means that you had relations with your mother. Amalei chazay dekatav dekaychli said I saw that I plucked out a star from the sky. Amalei bar yisal ganavta that means that you kidnapped a Jewish person. Amalei chazay debalati dekaychli said I saw in my dream that I swallowed the star. Amalei bar yisal zvante ve'alchata ledame it means that you sold that Jew that you kidnapped and you ate and you consumed the money that you got for the sale. I saw in my dream that my eyes were kissing each other. It means that you had relations with your sister. I saw myself kissing the moon in my dream. It means that you had relations with the wife of another Jew. I saw that I was stepping on a whole pack of hadas branches. So that means that you had relations with a betrothed maiden. Because they used to use hadas, and Rashi explains to make the chopah. I saw that I was underneath the package of hadasim, and it was on top of me. You're lying in your bed, meaning the way you had relations with that Nairam Rasa was flipped. You were on the bottom, she was on the top. I saw ravens surrounding my bed in my dream. It means that your wife committed adultery with many men. I saw doves flying around my bed in my dream. It means that you defiled many women. I saw that I was holding two doves and they flew away. It means that you married two women and you threw them out of your house without giving them a get. I saw in my dream that I was shelling eggs. It means that you stole the clothing and whatever other possessions was on the deceased from a deceased. Amalei said to him, "Kul hisnubi bar meha. Everything that you said up until now was true, except for that last thing that you just said. The leisa, I never did such a thing." In the meantime, a certain woman came in. Amalei, and she said to this guy, "Hai glimu de michsa, the gavra plenty with the mitzvah shlachti. The shirt that you're wearing right now belonged to so and so who died and took it off of him and stole it from him." Amalei said to him, "Chazay damani shavak lach avuch nifse bekaboitka. I saw in my dream that they were telling me that your father left you property in Kapoitka, which is the name of a country." Or a city. Do you have properties in Kapoitkia? Amalei Lav, he said, no, I don't. Azal Avach Kapoitkia, did your father ever go there? Amalei Lav, no, he never did. Imkain, Kafak Shura, Deka Asara. So we have to break up the word Kapoitkia into two words. Pai is Kafa, which means Kshura, which means a which is the I think Rashi says that the Greek word for a beam, and deka is the Greek word I think for 10. So zil chazikav deresha sar shimalei azuzli. So go check the first of the set of 10 beams in your house, and you'll see that it's full of money. Azal ashkar shimalei azuzli, and he went and found taka that it was full of money. Now, I have a couple of ha'aris, and I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer to these ha'aris. First of all, Tosfos said earlier on Hamad Beis that the ability to interpret dreams has nothing to do with chokhmah. It's not a wisdom that you can learn. It's something that you have to be born with. It just has to be you were born in that mazel. So these gemaras with Ben Dama talking to Bishmoel and Bar Kapara talking to Rebbe, and certainly this Snooki or this Min talking to Bishmoel sounds like chokhmah, especially like when he said, let's think about this dream. They told you that you have property in Kapadiyah. Well, do you have any properties in Kapadiyah? Did your father ever go there? Okay, so we have to break up the word. He was using chokhmah to figure out the dream. So what's going on over here? If you said before that it's just, you know, like a sixth sense that someone either is born with or not, so why would... The fact that they were asking these great Tanayim, Talmidei Chachamim, certainly seems to indicate that there is a makom for interpreting dreams al pi chachma, which would seem to contradict what we saw before in Tosfos. So I don't really have an answer to that ha'ara. I mean, the other big ha'ara over here is, what in the world is Rabbi Shmuel doing talking to this disgusting min who did all these horrific aveiros? Like, and not only that, but he helps him at the end, right? He helps him to find money. Like, what? What is going on over here? So over there, the only thing that I could say is that maybe it's like kind of like the Gemara that we saw at the beginning of the Daf, that when the Caesar said to Yeshua and Shmuel Malka, the king Shvar said to, you know, the king said to Shmuel, like, you know, you're so smart, so tell me what I'm going to see in my dream. So we saw that they responded to them, and, you know, in a way to make them dream that way. In other words, it could be that the idea is that if someone comes and says, you know, like, tries to, you know, okay, prove you're so smart, you know, you're a good old interpreter. So then you have to answer. It's kind of like Dama Lahashiv. But B'chol Zeis, it's not, doesn't sit with me 100%. So those two Ha'aras are, and I took a look at the Ben Yoyad and the Marashot to see if they say anything about these Ha'aras, but I didn't find anything as of yet. So it's a Malcolm Ian. Malcolm Ian. Number one, it seems that they're interpreting dreams al pi chachma over here, because first of all, why would they go specifically to Gedolei Torah? It has nothing to do with Gedolei Torah. It has to do with the mazel. That's number one. And certainly the way Rabbi Shmuel interpreted the dream about Kapaika certainly seems like Derech Chachma. Okay, let's think about it. Could it be that you have properties there? Your father ever went there? Okay, split up the word into two. Like, it sounds like, you know what I mean? Like, it sounds like that type of thing. And second of all, why is he dealing with this guy? This, like, you know, low life shebelow life over here. All right, Vayter in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Chanina Roya Be'erbach Laim Roya Shalom. If someone sees a well in his dream, it means that it's a sign of peace. Shenemar V'yachmur Avdi Yitzchak B'Nachal V'Yimtzu Shom Be'Ermayim Chaim. The servants of Yitzchak dug a well in the Nachal, in the valley over there, and they found a well of living waters. Rabbi Nelson Eimer Mota Taira. If he sees a well in his dream, it means that he's found Taira. Shenemar Zesitzki Maitim Mota Chaim. He who has found, he has found life. V'Ziv Hacha Be'Ermayim Chaim. And by the Be'er it says Mayim Chaim. Rav Amar Chaim, and the Marashah points out that Torah is likened to water. Rav Amar Chaim Mamish, if he sees a well in his dream, means that he's Mamish found Chaim, because it says Be'er Mayim Chaim. Amar Rabbi Hanan, and the Marashah explains, water is one of the most basic things for human life. Amar Rabbi Hanan, Shalosh Shlomo, is saying there are three things that if a person sees in his dream, that they indicate peace for him. Nahar Tzipar V'Gedera, a river, a bird, and a pot. There's actually a book on Shalom Bayis written by, was it written by again? Tip of the tongue, it is escaping me, called The River, the Kettle, and the Bird. Chaval, it's escaping me. It's tip of the tongue who wrote it. Very great Rosh Hashiva. I beg his forgiveness for momentarily forgetting which Rosh Hashiva was the author of that book. Okay, further. So the Gemara sounds like this. Tachsiv, hinin nenoti ala kenar shalom. So this pasuk said like a river of peace. Right, the pasuk that talks about birds is like just like the birds, so Hashem will protect us. So the lashon shvisa has to do with the gedera, and it says Hashem will make shalom for us. It's only if the pot has no meat in it. Shaninu, that's what we're talking about. Because this other pasuk talks about meat being in the pot, so that doesn't sound like such a pleasant, you know, thing which is going on in that pasuk over there. Says the Rishon Levi, if a person saw a river in his dream, when he wakes up, he should make sure to first say the pasuk that mentions a river in the context of peace, the Kenahar Shalom, so that he, and not to say the pasuk Kenahar Tsar, which is a negative connotation. If you see a bird in your dream, you should get up early and say, you should say the pasuk that we quoted before about the positive aspect. Before you have the other pasuk coming out of your mouth, ketzibur nadet has been kinu v'gaimer, which talks about the bird going away from its nest, and in the negative connotation thereof. But that part in your dream, yashkim v'yemer, you should get up early and say Hashem tishpoy shalom lanu, the positive pasuk of tishpoy shalom. Before the pasuk with the negative connotation of shvoyz asir shvoyz comes to you. Grapes in your dream, yashkim v'yemer, kanavim midbar kaidim v'shekanavim pasuk achar, kanavim midbarayish. So again, you say the pasuk that talks about grapes in the positive sense, and before the pasuk, which is from this week's parsha, by the way, that talks about grapes in the negative sense. Haraya har b'chalayim, if you see a mountain in your dream, yashkim v'yomer, you should get up early and say, manavu alaharim ragli mevaser, how beautiful on the mountains, the feet of the one who is going to give the good tidings, before the other negative connotation pasuk comes to your mouth, alaharim esabachim v'nei, on the mountains I will lift up crying and wailing. Haraya shavar b'chalayim, if you see a shayper in your dream, yashkim v'yomer, you should get up early and say, v'hai v'yim ho'an, that day you talk about shavar gadol, a great shavar will be blown, which is talking about kibbutz galios, of course. Before you get the other pasuk in your mouth, tikkub shayver begiva, which talks about the whole horrible maisa with the shayver binyamin seven over there, right? Which obviously has a very negative connotation. See a dog in a dream, so quickly say that even a dog wouldn't bark right at the Jewish people when they were leaving Mitzrayim. Before the pasuk ma'aklevim azay nafish, which has a negative connotation, before that comes to your mouth, see a lion in your dream, the lion roars, which is a muscle kiviyachol for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Kaidim shekaminu pasuk acher, before a different pasuk comes to your mouth. Allah Arya misubchay, the lion will get up from his his lair or something like that, which obviously has the negative connotation. Arya tiklachas b'chalim, if someone sees, I guess, himself getting a haircut in his dream, or maybe someone else getting a haircut, yashkim b'yemri, should he say by galach by chalas simleisav, right, by Yisav Tzadik when they took him out of jail, so he took a haircut, etc., before he went to Paruk, which obviously has a positive connotation. Kodim shekmen pasik acher, before a different pasik comes to your mouth, im galach tiv sarmi nekoichi, by Shimshon, where it says that it will shave his head, so then he won't have his strength, which obviously has a negative connotation. If he sees a well in his dream, he should quickly say, Ber Mayim Chaim, the pasuk of the Ber Mayim Chaim, of the well of the living waters, right, which before the pasuk that has the negative connotation of a well comes to his mouth. If you see a reed in your dream, you should quickly say, right, that the reed will not break, before the other pasuk comes to your mouth, right, which has the negative connotation of the kone. Fine. So all these things that have psukim that both have a negative or positive connotation. So if you saw this in your dream, so Rishon Levi says that you should make sure, of course, after you say Berachas Atayra, to say the pasuk that has the positive connotation before the one that with the negative connotation comes to your mouth. If you see a reed in your dream, according to Mashal, it's talking about where you see actually the word spelled out, kuf nun hey. Yitzap el chokma, so you should look forward towards wisdom. Shnemer kanei chokma, acquire wisdom, kuf nun hey. Kanim, if you see kanim reads, or according to Mashal, spelled out like that, yitzap el bina, you should look forward towards understanding. Shnemer v'chol kinyan cha kanei bina. In all of your acquisitions, acquire understanding. So it's in the plural. Amar v'zeira kara kaira kira kanya. If you see gourd, the kaira, Rashi says, is the soft new branch of the palm tree, wax, or a reed in your dream, kulumalu lechelma, it's a good sign. If you see these things in your dream, Tanya, we saw in a brisa, we learned in a brisa. In mind, the luin elu mishu yireish v'michol keichei. Gourds will only be shown to those in their dreams, to those who are fearful of heaven with all of their strength. Rav Nissim Goyen, I saw on the side over here that he said that someone asked him, you know, what's a pshat, right? And he said, you know, I never heard of pshat in this before, and I was never asked about it before. And he said, apparently the most simple pshat is that this was the Messiah, the Chazal had. But he said that it could be also that gourds are a family of produce that grow to the largest size than any other produce. So I'm assuming in that family then watermelons must be included. And he says, but yet, the bigger they grow, the more they kind of like, their weight causes them to kind of become a little bit depressed into the ground. So he said, that's the same idea with Yerusha Mayim, that the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them wisdom and understanding and greatness, etc., right? But they're mashpil themselves more and more. They make themselves more and more humble. So he said, that's one pshat. And he also said that the Lashon of Dluin is dal einayim, right? To lift up your eyes, because the Yerusha Mayim, they lift up their eyes towards heaven and happy talking on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he'll take care of all of their needs. And he says a very interesting lashon. If you take a look on the side, he says like this. He says, he said the explanation that I give was considered a straightforward, you know, good explanation to the person who asked me the question and all the Talmidim that were present when I said it. So that's why I wrote it down over here. And you see his own humility, that, you know, if they wouldn't necessarily have been, you know, so inclined to accept this explanation, he would not necessarily have written it down. Okay, says the Gemara further. If you see an ox in your dream, yashkim yemer, so make sure you say when you wake up, right, the his firstborn, the ox, the beauty is his, right, all these positive connotations. Before the other pasuk, yigach shayra es ish, when an ox will gore a person, which obviously has a negative connotation, turn it within the rights of chmish, the number of b'shayr. There are five things about oxen having to do with dreams. If you see yourself eating its flesh in your dream, eating the meat of an ox in your dream, means you're going to get rich. Nakhlai, if the shore gores you in your dream, it means that you're going to have sons that will be powerful, talmidei chacham, that will be able to gore, so to speak, in learning, meaning they will be powerful fighters in Torah. Nashchai, if the ox bites you in your dream, you're by love, it's an indication that suffering will come upon him. If the ox kicks him in his dream, it means that he's going to have to travel far. Rachvai, if he rides it, means that he's going to wind up achieving greatness. Great stature. But there's another person that says Rachvai Mace, that if he rides it, he's going to die. If he was the one who rode on the ox, then he's going to wind up having gedula. Great stature. But if the ox rode him, so then means he's going to die. If someone sees a donkey in his dream, Yitzap El Yeshua, he should look forward to its salvation. Shenemar, as it says, Yine Malkech, Yavalach Tzadik, Beneshu, Ani Berech V'Lachamor, right, referring to the B'yas Mashiach, that it'll be like a tzaddik, and a poor man riding on a donkey. So look forward to its salvation. If someone sees a cat in his dream, Be'asad, Karle Shunra, in places where they call cats Shunra, Nasis Le Shira, no, so that's a sign for a beautiful song. Shinra, if they call it in a place where a cat is known as a Shinra, Nasali Shinira means that there's going to be a change for the negative in his life. If someone sees grapes in his dream, Levonais, if they're white, meaning green grapes, whether it's in season for them or not in season for them, Yafais, it's a good sign. Shchayrais, if they're black grapes, meaning purple grapes, Mizmanan, Yafais, Shalabizmanan, Rais. If they're in season, then it's a good sign. If they're not in season, it's a bad sign. If someone sees a white horse in his dream, Bein Menachas Ben Brinduf, whether it's standing, whether it's running, Yafale is a good sign. Although if it's red horse in his dream, Benachas Yafe, if it is in a standing, relaxed position, then it's a good sign. Riduf, if it's in a chasing position, Kasha, it's a bad sign. If someone sees Yishmael in his dream, it is a sign that his prayers are heard, are accepted by heaven. But only if he actually saw in his dream Yishmael, the son of Avram Avinu. But if he just saw Stam an Arab in his dream, light, then not. If someone saw a camel in his dream, so it means that it was decided in Shemaim that really he deserved to die, but he was saved for whatever schus, whether his own schus, maybe someone else's schus. Says Rabbi Chama, the name of Rabbi Chanina, what's the source of this? I will go down with you, said Hashem, to Yaakov Avinu, to Mitzrayim, and I will and surely lift you up. So Gamalai sounds like Gamal, right? Meaning I'm going to lift you up from the pit of death of Mitzrayim. Hashem has also removed your sin, you will not die, so gam gamal. If someone sees Pinchas in his dream, pelanasle means that a wonder is going to be done for him. If someone sees an elephant in his dream, plais nasulai, multiple wonders will be done for him. Pilim, if he says numerous elephants in his dream, pile plais nasulai, wonders of wonders will be done for him. But there's a verse that says that any animal that someone sees in his dream is a positive sign unless he saw an elephant or an ape. Like Kasha, that's not a Kasha. If the elephant is not harnessed in any way, shape, or form, so then that's a bad sign. If he's harnessed in some way, you know, like there's a, you know, there's some type of thing on top of him to be able to ride on top of it, a saddle or something like that, or there's some type of harness around him, so then that's a good sign. Okay, Atkan Bezoshem, next time, Gunedar, Daf Nun Zayin.